This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging an Einbecker, my Erbach, to Category 5A, my Bach. So, this is from Einbeck, the home of Bach, the original home of Bach. It's a, it's sort of in between a deep gold and a light amber. Depends on how wide a glass you have it in. It's just about where it needs to be. It's got a off-white head, moderate-sized. Seems to be persisting fairly well. And it's clear beer. So that's a 3. The aroma is... it's got a rich, deep maltiness. It's quite toasty. It smells of Munich malt and development of melanoidins, Maillard reaction product compounds, things that are adding more aromatic and flavorful overtones to the base malt. There's a hint of hops there, spicy but light, a little bit of alcohol. But really, this is all about the malt. The malt richness dominates the aroma. I'm thinking this might be a little bit old. It's coming off as a little stale. But that's really the only other fault I get. So, again, it's sometimes a problem you get with imports or beers that don't tend to move as fast. It's not May when I'm drinking this, so it might have been sitting on a shelf for a while. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 10. It's pretty much where it needs to be, but it seems a little past its prime. Okay, I'm going to taste it. It tastes pretty much like it smells. It's got that rich, malty flavor. Fairly toasty. Toffee-like. It has a fairly full palate. Finishes moderately dry. And the malt has some moderate hop flavor and moderate bitterness come in. I'm getting a little bit of alcohol, but it's smooth. No esters, so it's a good, clean lager. The aftertaste is really malty, but there's also some alcohol, some bitterness, and some hop flavor there. The toasty malt is really the strongest flavor, and sort of backed up with the bitterness, and it's sort of like a mix of hop bitterness and alcohol bitterness. The flavors are a little bit muted. Again, I'm thinking it might be a little old. I'll give it a 17 out of 20. It seems pretty good, but again, just a touch oxidized. Mouthfeel is medium full body. It's a little on the big side, but you know, Bachs are often heavier beers. At least it's not finishing sweet. That's a sort of a common fault. That's, you know, it's a fault also with other stronger pale beers like triples that are often wind up being, people mix up the difference between maltiness and sweetness. I mean, you want it to be malty, but it needs to finish on the dry side or else it won't be drinkable. At least in quantity. This has a medium to medium high carbonation, and you do notice alcohol in there. It's warming, but it's smooth, so it's not, again, if it's a little on the old side, you'd expect the alcohol to not be burning hot, and it's not. So I'll give that a 4. The body is a little bit high, but I'm not really objecting to it. The it's sort of compensating with a little bit on the high side of carbonation, which tends to offset that. So let's see. Overall, really, it's a good example of the style. My only knocks are that it might be have been on the shelf a little while, and you get that more with commercial beers than with homebrew kind of beers. It does have a dominating toasty malt flavor, which is nice. The malt is a standout in the balance. It's full. It's the largest impression. And like any German lager, you're looking for a good clean fermentation and a good lagering, and it's got that. It is fairly strong. I mean, you want a Bock to be a strong beer. The bottle says this is a 6.5% beer, so it's not on the big high end, but it is in the range that the style allows. I like that it's got that strength to it and that maltiness that you'd say that this is a malty beer, but you expect the paler malty beers to have a little bit more hop quality to give it some interest, whereas the darker Bocks are going to have less bitterness and less hops and let the malt complexity show through. So really, there's an equivalent amount of things going on and interest in it. It's just, it's coming from hops in this beer. So I like that it comes off as a malty beer, but that it has some interesting bitterness and some interesting hop flavor. So I'm going to give that an 8. So that puts me at 42. So it's a good beer. It's got some handling problems that hurt it sort of throughout. Really, the best time of year to look for these is in the spring. I'm drinking this right now in the fall. So, at a different time of year, maybe I can try a different sample or get a wider variety of beers. So look for another style recording and let's compare them. So this is an Einbecker Mai Urbach, category 5A, Mai Bock.